Hi, everybody. I am indeed L.A. County. I was born here, and I literally am back home in my childhood home of a half an acre garden up a hillside in Pasadena. My folks moved here from Europe, and they love the heritage oak tree, so they purchased the property. They imported or planted, they terraced the hillside, planted about 30 fruit trees so that there would be consecutive fruiting, and my mom did all the roses and the flowers and the vegetables. So I grew up knowing what harvested every day at the peak of ripeness was all about. And when I moved up north to work at the University of California, Davis, I got angry at the farmers market people. Because even though it had just restarted, you know, from the Victory Gardens, it kind of started as we had a Center for Cooperatives on the Davis campus. And that sponsored starting farmers markets. But I got angry at them because these farmers were not picking and bringing. They were picking, letting it sit, and then taking it to a farmer's market somewhere. So I started garden writing because I wanted people to know how to grow, for example, their tomatoes, but they didn't pick them 3 weeks ahead and set them on the windowsill to ripen. They left them on the plant until they picked it, they ate it right there in the garden. So it was a whole transition kind of intent on my part to let people know how to grow so that they would eat it when it was absolutely marvelous and had all that great flavor. So I moved back down to L.A. County, and Hammett Sanses would have it that they wanted to restart the Master Gardener Volunteer Program, and our program is the only one that I'm aware of that is funded specifically to help low-income folks grow more food and become more sustainable. And this is funded by the USDA, or it was partially. Now there's quite a few foundations that are local that do want to help with this. So I started revitalizing the Master Gardener program, specifically working with community gardens, at school gardens, battered women's shelters, anybody else who really needed help in growing food. This last year, we started a program called Grow LA Victory Garden Initiative, and this was to relieve our anxiety over all these years that we would have beginning gardeners calling us and asking us, how do I start a garden? And we couldn't help them because they were not low income. So this last year, we finally got some funding to be able to offer this project. In April, we had Master Gardeners volunteer to start a garden class in their locale. So we had 10 of them throughout the county, which is quite a spread. Geographically, but what it enabled was local people to learn from local master gardeners how to grow in their locale with all the mini climates and everything else that was going on. So it was really quite beautiful. We had almost 500 people sign up, and in October we offered the same thing, and there were 8 master gardeners who were offering it again. And we hope to do this same cycle every April and October, specifically for beginning gardeners. And it doesn't just end with those 4 teaching sessions. It continues on each one of those groups as a neighborhood garden circle so that they meet monthly or however often they choose to. Sometimes they go around to each other's gardens. Sometimes they meet at that same garden that was the initial meeting place. But the whole point is that they are continuing to learn from their local gardeners, and as each new session adds more people, they have a greater and greater number of people who are their neighborhood gardener friends. So, this is the statistics that we drew several years ago when we have about 70 community gardens in Los Angeles County. Only one of them that I'll show you some slides of is a communal garden. All of them, except that one, have individual plots for individual people. And they can vary from a tiny 4-by-4-foot plot to a 20-by-20 or 30-by-30-foot plot. Depends on the individual garden. I forgot to tell you this at the beginning. On the back seat there, I have this flyer of our program, our website, and the contact information. I invite you to join my e-list, which is the notice of it is on the homepage. One for community gardening and food security, the other one for school gardening. If you're interested in either of those topics or both, this is stuff I get that I pass along as a resource. And of course, our website has lots of goodies on it. But I hope by now you've read the statistics here, but there's a lot of people who are low income at community gardens, a lot of seniors, and a lot of Spanish speakers. Several kinds of themes is how I've grouped these. These couple of gardens really make a big point of art in the garden. The Enrique Noguera garden, which is in Hollywood, was designed by our master gardener right here, Chris Chesney, and working with the Police Action League and the Little Red Schoolhouse, which are right around the corner. The spiraling orchard here literally has a spiraling orchard in the shape of a snake, a culebra, which is, the neighborhood is in Boyle Heights, and it's very, very much Hispanic. So it's a lot of entrepreneurial effort. The kids are creating these benches as well as the actual garden. Jardín del Río has a local wrought iron artist who created this. We have Los Angeles beautification money that provides things like the accoutrements for the garden. Solano Canyon, which is on the Pasadena Freeway going north, this was started by a staff member from a homeless community who got a $5 million federal grant to offer entrepreneurial skills and training to the homeless. And this is the result. Proyecto Jardín is the one communal garden. It's in back of White Memorial Hospital. It was started by a doctor there who wanted a place for his occupational therapy patients to have outdoor space where they could just work with their muscles out in the garden. This is a lot of artwork from the community having to do with anybody who does artwork is welcome to come and just do what they do. Ocean View Farms is one of the two with the Waddles Farms, almost 40 years old, and they have an extremely well-established administrative structure, a committee structure, where everybody who joins the garden has to go through a certain number of hours in each one of those responsibilities, like pathways or compost or fruit trees or roses or all the different responsibilities that keep a community garden together. And then they can, once they've done that basic commitment, then they can focus just on that area that they are particularly interested in. Ocean View Farms has this tremendous compost project with the local sanitation district. They bring in those monster trucks that are like the size of this entire stage area here. That is from the local stables. They dump the whole thing, then as it composts down, they mix that with the green waste from the rest of the facility, and then that is what's available not only to the gardeners, which is now 500 gardeners and plots at this site, but also they offer that to all the rest of the community gardens in the LA area. Food security. the Greater Watts Garden. This is five old guys from their church who grow all the food for their church. They know what their friends like to eat. They grow it, and they bring in when it's time to harvest. They just harvest it, bring it to church, and everybody goes home very happy because they've got this fresh-grown goodies. The Arleta Garden is under power lines for an extent of 5 miles. It's very large plots, as you can see from the corn in the center there, and it is major food production, but it is by individuals. Another small garden here in Long Beach is the Hudson Garden, and it's also about 20 by 20 foot spaces, and each gardener can grow what they want. The San Pedro Garden down at Gaffey is up the hillside, and it's also been there about 30, 40 years. Historically, in Long Beach here, the Carmelito site was Navy housing that was completely renovated by the Community Development Commission for low-income housing, section for seniors. And when I was first hired in 94, this is a project that the Master Gardeners hauled out a lot of rock out of this garden. And one of our staff people created the this nice rose arbor and sitting space. And then all this from here over is all individual raised beds with handicapped access. We started a program that was called the Growing Experience, where the residents and local residents of the housing development and other local residents could really go through a welfare to work kind of course over a 6 month period of time. They'd learn how to keep a checkbook, how to show up for work, how to come back from breaks after work. And also the initial arrangement was that they would have a 6 month internship with the Huntington Botanical Garden. And as it turned out, the internship did not work for most of the folks, because they never did come back from work after that break. So, a lot of things that are grown at that site are, it's a real training site, and it has a the community garden that I indicated right here. It has home garden, about 8 different kinds of ways to build raised beds, a whole desert kind of garden, and a market garden. So it has a lot of different essences to it. One of the wonderful stories is that one of the first people who came as part of that project came through our Master Composter program, then went through our Master Gardener program, and now is in charge of this entire 6 acres of garden. So it was a real success story for him. Inner city community gardens. The Manzanita Garden is the size you see right here. It's on either side of a staircase off of Sunset Boulevard, and that's all there is to the garden. It's 15 gardeners, and that's it. The Wattles Garden is the other garden that is some 35, 40 years old. This is a real heritage garden. The center here, the bottom third of the property, is all avocado trees that were saved from demolition when the LA Union train station was built. The second part of the property is all the individual plots, some 400 gardeners. The third part of the property is what remains of the original house and manicured landscape. And then the fourth part of the property is still the wildlands up in the Hollywood Garden, Hollywood Hills. Politics. For those of you who are nearby, this first garden is when it was dedicated, it is the highest residency rate in the country. And this really amazed me, because I thought certainly that would be in New York somewhere. But apparently this is just one site that had a house on it, which was torn down, and this community garden was built in its place. The other one that you may have heard of, those of you living elsewhere, the South Central Farmers Feeding Families, this was the L.A. Food Bank, sponsored a garden across from their main warehouse facility, and there was a person who purchased the property quite a few years ago. He finally decided to sell it and kicked all the farmers off of the land, and there was quite a brouhaha about it. And I had the interesting perspective that over the period from the beginning of the garden to the end, I've had 6 master gardeners come through my course who were gardeners at that site. So I've been able to understand just about every single perspective that was promoted at the garden. And there were master gardeners against master gardeners. You know, it was like antipathy city. But we really made a point that we were not involved with the politics of it. We just want to help people garden. A couple of private community gardens, an AIDS hospice that one of the people who lived there took care of a little garden just in the back, and it was a great place of respite for the rest of the folks who were unable physically to be able to do anything except go sit in the garden and just be at peace for a bit. Here in Long Beach is the Beacon House, which is an addiction recovery center, and so it's just nice that sometimes these are spaces just for respite, not a lot of heavy-duty food production activity. The Urban Oasis at Crenshaw High School, years ago you may have been aware of Food from the Hood, which was some salad dressings, and Prince Charles from England came out to see what all the brouhaha was about, and he was totally impressed, but here it was all the kids. It was their entrepreneurial project. So what has become somewhat of a food forest since then, with all edible plants on many levels and lots of compost enriching the soil. The North Hollywood High School is a combination. On one side of the fence is community garden, on the other side of the fence is the actual ag project. And there's a lot of working in between the two, with the high schoolers coming across and doing labor and work in the community garden, and the community gardeners working with Dave Wilson Nursery, who specializes in breeding fruit trees for home gardeners, coming across and doing many different kinds of teaching the kids how to garden. So, we offer lots of good stuff. Our website is there, but that's why I provided the handout that you can pick up in the back as well. And do join either of my listservs, either community gardening or school gardening or both. I do have a version of each, one for LA County residents, the other one for everybody else outside the county. We do have a startup guide both for school gardens and for community gardens that is used as a model in quite a few places. You just rewrite the information for your local resources, but it's got a great checklist of the kinds of things you need to consider when starting a community garden. Thanks much.